Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Lisa Hauser, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Marion County. And we're talking a little bit about a couple of the events they have going on. The next one is here in Pella, and it's a pretty big fundraiser. And first and foremost, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today, Lisa.
Well, thanks very much, Evan. We do have an upcoming event that we would like to share with everyone. We are having a Home Sweet Home Dessert Theater. It's a benefit concert. It's going to be held at 7 o'clock at the Opera House here in Pella. And it's a dessert theater, so what we've kind of played into is we've tried to have an evening out for someone. If you buy a ticket to the event, there are some participating restaurants in Pella that will give you a 15% off discount that evening if you show your concert ticket, and then you come to the concert, and then at intermission, we will serve dessert.
And the list of restaurants participating is pretty wide.
We have a nice selection of restaurants, which includes George's, Applebee's, the Windmill Cafe, Happy Joe's, Oriental Express, Caldara, and the Sports Page. So we're pretty pleased. We think that there's a little bit out there. Whatever you're hungry for, it's available.
The event is going to feature a couple of different performers, and this is a big fundraiser for you guys.
It is. It is definitely a fundraiser, and we are hoping to bring in really it's a family-friendly event. It's not just, for adults. We definitely welcome kids there. And we have four acts this year, including Sidney Lett, Elvis, Jake Riefeld, and the Charlie Coatman Band. And so we're very excited to have them there. We feel like it's going to be a great show. And like I said before, at intermission, we'll all be going downstairs in the Opera House, and we'll be having some desserts that are going to be catered by Central College. So we're happy to have them involved, too. Some of the desserts include a Dutch apple cake with a caramel sauce, an Italian cream cake, a mocha fudge pie, and a variety of different trifles with strawberries and chocolate, and possibly some cheesecakes and other things like that. So definitely a good quality dessert there, and we're excited to be to have Central providing those.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be pretty tasty. Now, all that said, of course, you got to get tickets for this. How do people do that, and how much do they cost?
Yep, you can call the Opera House or pop into the Opera House, and they are handling all of the ticket sales for us. And the tickets are actually just a free will donation. So we have some suggested donation prices, about $10 a person or $20 for the whole family. But those are just suggestions. We really encourage everyone to give whatever they're comfortable giving and whatever is meaningful to them. And all of the money that we raise through this event will be going to build houses here in Marion County in 2012. We have plans for houses in Pleasantville, and we're hoping for Knoxville and Pella, but we still haven't found the families. So that's another thing that we need to spread the word about, is getting some families involved with qualifying.
What are those general qualification criteria that you're looking for in families?
Yep, we have four main criteria. The first is they have to have a need for adequate shelter. So that can be living in poor conditions to just not being able to get a conventional loan. If someone can walk into Wells Fargo and get approved for a mortgage, they don't qualify for Habitat. The second is they have to either live or work in Marion County for at least a year. All of our homes are built in Marion County, so if someone lives, say, in Lucas County but works in Marion County, they would have to be willing to move to Marion County. The third is they have to be willing to partner with us by completing sweat equity and taking homeowner education classes. And the fourth one is they have to have the ability to pay. We do not give houses away. We sell houses for no profit, and we hold our own mortgages, which are interest-free. So families have to qualify with an income between 30 and 60% of the area median income. And there's a guideline chart on our website that people can visit to get those more in-depth qualifications. Our website address is hfhmci.org.
And that's not the only thing that you've got going on. There's, of course, a couple other things that you'd like to talk about, one of which is you're currently looking to fill a position.
Yes, we are. We're very excited. We just received a capacity building grant, which is going to allow us to hire another full-time staff. We are accepting resumes for a community outreach director. This position, the requirements of this position, they must have a degree in marketing communications, somewhere along those lines, and they're going to be responsible for really engaging the community here, getting more people involved through volunteering, donating, finding families, getting businesses involved. We're very excited about it. It's really going to take us to the next level with our organization, and if you know anyone that might be interested in that, the job description and how to apply is listed on our website.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about while we're sitting down here?
I think that covers most of it. We're always looking for people to volunteer right now, of course, in the middle of February. We've wrapped up most of our projects, but starting again in the spring, we'll be looking for volunteers to build our houses. So stay tuned to what Habitat's doing here in Marion County.
All righty. Well, Lisa, I'd like to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella. And if people are interested in this event at the Opera House here in Pella, it's at 7 to 9 p.m., and tickets are a free will donation. Of course, more is what you guys would like, but if you don't have tons of money and you'd like to go to this event and support Habitat, that is an option. Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.